The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, music, interviews, and much, much more. Now, welcome your host, Smiley J.
Hey guys, welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone Show. I am your host, Smiley J, and I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me yet again. I appreciate you coming back. Yes, I do. And to all my new listeners, if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And just know that I'm here each and every week, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this show is all about indie artists. Yes, a safe and fun platform where artists come and hang out in the Smiley J Artist Zone, and we talk about their new music and we play their music, and you know, just chit chat and music is what I do. Sounds like fun, right? Which means you need to be here with me each and every week. And I just have one simple rule that I know that you will not break. If you hear something that you like on this show, add it to your playlist. Because it's all about supporting indie artists and all that they do. Now, today's show, I am super excited because I have instrumentalist and trumpeter, Mr. Willie Bradley. Willie's going to be stopping through and sharing all that he's got going on. And he's also going to share some wisdom. So you definitely don't want to miss that. To all my newer artists out there and even my seasoned artists, you want to stick around for this because I love to hear from people who's been there, done that. You know, we can learn from them. You know, we just got to be open and take the time out to listen. Because after all, we don't know everything. As long as you have a heartbeat, you should be learning and growing every day. So be open. Yeah, Mr. Bradley's been around and he's going to tell us a thing or two. So I definitely don't want you to miss out on that. But right now, we're going to go ahead and get into Smiley's info segment. Yes, yes. Now, I love people who take their passion and make it into money and turn it into money, a second stream of income. You know, you got folks out there who are very creative. You know, they can make things. They're seamstress, and we have artists, folks who can draw beautiful pictures. And then, of course, you know, whatever it is that you're passionate about and you're able to bringing a second stream of income, I think that's lovely and I love it. You know, some folks are able to make millions, some folks billions, and some folks just a couple of hundreds. But it doesn't matter because you're doing something that you love and you're being compensated. So on that note, I thought I'd talk about Master P. Rap mogul and entrepreneur Master P has introduced a new line of black-owned products to directly compete with Angel Mama's pancake syrup and Uncle Ben's rice products. Now, you know those products been around forever, and you probably have some of those products right now in your pantry. Now, Master P products will include Uncle P's original syrup, Uncle P's buttermilk pancake and waffle mix, and you know Uncle P's Louisiana-style seasoned rice. You know, because he's from Louisiana. You know, they do a lot of gumbo down there with the crawfish and all that good stuff. So, you know, P says, I want to see these things. I think I can do it. And he's investing in his brand. So, shout out to you, Master P. Now, P says in an interview that when you look at Angel Mama and Uncle Ben, he says, we do not own those products. And we never did. P further states say that we need to understand that we're not going to be able to put money back in our communities because we don't own those brands. So, you know, he's doing what he sees. He has a vision and he's taking his money and investing. So, you know, again, shout out Master P. Now, to my listeners who may not know who Master P is, because I don't want to assume that you don't know who he is. So let me go ahead and tell you who he is. He is the founder of No Limit Records, which sold over 100 million records back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Now, P also owned numerous other brands, including rap snacks and apparel. And he has a shoe collection called Money Yachty. Yes, yes. Money Yachty. So, yeah. So, P is doing the daggone thing, you know. He's putting his money where his mouth is. ain't mad, P. I also want to shout out another entrepreneur. Now, he's not an artist, but this is newsworthy. At least I thought it was. Because he has a product that we all need. Everybody on this planet need. And it's called water. H2O. Aqua. Yes. His name is Rudy Byfield. And he's the founder of Feldration Water. Now, Rudy is one of only a handful of black-owned premium water brands in the world. Yes, the world. Now, he has partnered with numerous of grocery store chains across the United States, in 16 states to be exact. And he's got this water in over 1,100 stores. So shout out to Rudy, yes, for doing your thing and investing. And shout out to all my entrepreneurs out there who's doing their thing. I want to applaud you all. Keep doing what you're doing and don't stop. Now to all my indie artists, you too are entrepreneur because, you know, hopefully you're running your music business like a business. Let's put it this way. You know, you're creating music, you're performing, and you're being compensated, you know, and your money helps pay the bills and it has a financial impact on others that, you know, in your household or maybe outside your household. I don't know. That's another story. But nonetheless, you're being compensated. So, sir, Miss Ma'am, that makes you an entrepreneur. So make sure you're treating your music business as such. You know, you're being professional and, you know, handling your paperwork right. And, you know, just make sure everything is intact. Now, you may have to ask yourself, do I need to improve in some areas in my music business? I don't know. Only you know that answer. Now, if the answer is yes, it's okay. Go ahead and make those changes and get right back on track and keep marching forward. All right, that's how we're going to do that. Now, let me go ahead and introduce today's guest, Mr. Willie Bradley. As I mentioned earlier, Willie is a trumpeter with heart and soul. He is from South Carolina. He's a South Carolinian. He's a native, Orangeburg to be exact. Now, Willie has performed around the country at various jazz venues to include the Catalina Island Jazz Tracks, Denver's Premier Jazz Room, Magic City, Smooth Jazz, in Birmingham. Just to name a few. I mean, Willie has been all over the world. Now, throughout his career, Willie has become the go-to musician for many of the soul legends because, you know, he can play. The man can play. So, yes, he's being sought after. Now, Willie was also a part of the brass section with the RJ and the original James Brown Band, where they toured abroad in France. And he also performed at Japan's Billboard Live and Summer Sonic Music Festival. So, Willie has been doing a daggone thing. So, you know how we do on the Smiley J Show? And to all my new listeners, just in case you don't know, we give love to all of our indie artists that come on the show. So, what I need you to do is stop what you're doing. Go ahead and put your hands together and let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Willie Bradley. Hey, Willie, what's going on? How you doing?
Nothing much, Molly.
Good.
Just hanging in there during this pandemic. That's it.
I know, right? You know, it's impacting us all. You know, it sucks. But we got to keep moving and keep grooving, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, look, Willie, with a lot of postponed shows, you know, as a result of this pandemic over the last several months, what have you been doing to stay busy?
Okay. I've been working on a new project. So I really have the time right now to get it complete. I have two more tracks to record my trumpet part on, and I'll be done with the CD. So I've been able to complete about seven of the 11. Well, I already had four tracks done, but I've finished the last seven tracks.
Awesome.
For the CD.
Awesome. This is a prime example of using your time wisely, taking a negative and making a positive. That's what's up.
Yep. I haven't lost a beat. I went straight into it and I was just thankful for the time. So it kind of worked out in my favor as far as getting the project done in a timely manner.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now your debut CD, Another Day in Time, I mean, it did quite well on the charts. You know, it made the smooth jazz billboards, and it was in rotation with a lot of jazz stations worldwide. Now that must have been pretty exciting, receiving that kind of love on your debut CD.
Yes, that project was kind of special because, it was my first contemporary jazz, smooth jazz CD, and it was produced by Nicholas Cole, who was 17 years old at the time, and I was 50 years old.
Oh my God.
So,
What's his name? What's his name again?
Nicholas Cole.
Shout out to you, Nicholas Cole, for doing the thing.
Yeah, so that project was kind of very, very special to me. So I'm glad we were able to. Glad he. Was able to he produced the entire album, so I'm glad he we were able to collaborate on the album.
That's awesome, you know, giving the young people some work and you know, and it did well for you. Now let's move
Yep,
on.
absolutely.
Now your follow-up, your sophomore CD, Going with the Flow. Now that did well too, and it was a considered for a Grammy for Best New Contemporary Jazz Instrumental Album. Now there were some other songs in that project that was also in concert rotation, right?
Yes, in the meantime, it was released in the UK by Soul Music Records, David Nathan, and it peaked at that song. In the meantime, featured Gerald Lawson from the Manhattans, and that song peaked at number three on the UK soul charts. And that track did real well, and another track from there, it was "Going with the Flow," the title track. I wrote that song. But it was produced by Mr. George Freeman, and that song was picked up by Sirius XM Watercolors as well.
That's what's up. You know, Willie, you've had the opportunity to perform and hit the stage with a lot of folks. You know, just share, just give us a little. Give us a little list for my listeners. So who are some of those folks that you shared the stage with?
Okay, so coming out of right before I finished college, I was already had the opportunity to play with Dizzy Gillespie, Frank Foster, Max Roach, Clark Terry, Nat Adderley, Betty Carter, and during my travels, I've had the opportunity to play with Gerald Albright. Let's see, Marion Meadows, Walter Beasley, Ronnie Laws. Man,
And the list is growing. It's growing because you know
yes, it is.
you are often sought after, you know, to play with these folks because of your musicianship and how well you know perform and of course your business ethics as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, absolutely.
Now, you know, you mentioned some great folks and you mentioned Dizzy. So, you know, there were and there are a lot of great trumpeters, players, like Wynton and Chet Baker and you mentioned Dizzy. Now, do you personally have any favorites that may have had an influence, you know, on your style?
Okay, well, Dizzy Gillespie for one, and Tom Brown, Miles Davis, and Chet Baker. So those three. And when I was growing up, I also listened to Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. So, and then I'm influenced by a lot of saxophone players as well, because when I was growing up, my dad had every album, every artist that you can name in our living room. And, all we did were play records. That's when we had vinyl back then. And I was exposed to a lot of the artists.
Okay. Well, you know what? I know you're working on your project, but what music are you listening to when you're not listening to Willie Bradley's music?
Well, sometimes I listen to everything. I listen to some rap music. I listen to country western. I listen to everything. I'm intrigued by music, just music alone. Every genre of music I like listening to.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know, like mix it up. Mix it up.
I do.
So do you give lessons?
Okay, I have just one or two students right now. During the pandemic, it was, it's kind of, we kind of with the social distancing, I try to, I haven't had any lessons, have just one or two since during the pandemic, but only right now I only have one student. And it's he's an adult, and so we kind of pick back up the lessons. But normally I have anywhere from 5 to 7 students, you know, and I try not to take on too much because, you know, my touring schedule was pretty heavy. So I want to be able to meet the, you know, the obligations of the students. So I try not to have a heavy load, but on an average, it's between 4 to 7 students.
Okay. So do we have any lineups for 2021 that you could talk about?
The biggest thing in front of me right now is the project that I'm about to release, and it's going to be as far as touring in 2021, most of my shows have been pushed to 2021. So one big thing I was excited about was being booked for the Mallorca Smooth Jazz Festival in Spain. Mm-hmm. They moved the San Diego Smooth Jazz Festival. We're still going to be doing that. Several other big shows have been pushed back, but the biggest thing is my project, and it's going to be entitled "It's My Time," and it features several of the artists in the genre right now. It's going to have collaborations with Greg Manning, Julian Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan Mitchell, Walter Beasley, Selena Albright, Marion Meadows, James Lloyd.
Oh, my gosh.
LaShawn Gary. Yes.
Yeah, some heavy
hitters. Reagan Whiteside is on the current single that's number 5 on Billboard this week.
And congratulations. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be featuring that song later on in the show. So, and, you know what? Speaking of that, tell everyone where they can purchase your music and where they can check out your videos, because you got some really, you know, that video to its own is really nice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That video with the Reagan and I was filmed on the Newport Beach Pier in California. So I wanted to do something that would catch people's eye, and I guess it did that.
Certainly did, because I was trying to figure out where you guys were. I said, now this don't look like South Carolina. Now, not saying I know South Carolina got the beaches, but I'm like, where is this? So thank you for putting me out of my, you know, I was very curious about that.
Okay, well, they can find my music on my website. My website is williebradley.net or williebradley.com, and on the homepage you can scroll down and you can purchase an autographed copy of Going with the Flow. You can also order Another Day in Time is on there. And soon I'll have the links for It's My Time.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And it's also on all the other music outlets. You can just type in my name and all my discography will come up.
There you have it. You have it, folks. And you want to get that autograph, you go directly to Mr. Bradley's website. Now, before you leave, because you know you are seasoned, you've been in the game, you know, there's a lot of young people now that's picking up instruments, especially, you know, horn instruments. Do you have any advice you want to send out to, you know, to my listeners that's thinking about picking up, you know, the trumpet or?
It's very important, you know, that the students put down these Game Boys and the Xboxes. And, you know, try to get into some music. Try to put that energy into a musical instrument. You'll be amazed at the outcome. You know, because music in the schools is like short, slim to none at this day and time. You know, we need to encourage the students to learn how to play an instrument. I don't care if it's the drums, the keyboard, trumpet, sax, whatever, guitar. You know, just learn how to play a musical instrument. And for the people that are in the music industry that are already recording artists, I find that a lot of artists do not have a foundation for times like this. They don't have any kind of sustainability as far as finances are concerned. And it's very important that you know about ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and Sound Exchange so that you can have your music registered properly so that you can receive royalties as residual income when you don't have any other income coming in.
Boom. Perfect. You heard it here, guys. You know, thank you for dropping that nugget of information to my listeners. You heard it here from Mr. Bradley. He's seasoned. He's been in the business. He's even giving young folks opportunity on his debut CD. So, hey, thank you so much, Willie, for dropping by. And then, you know, you got to come back, you know, so we can get into, you know, your new project.
I'll be glad to come back, Smiley. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you again for hanging out.
This is Leela, the Blue Violin, and I'm in the zone with Smiley J.
Thank you guys for hanging out with me to the end. And I want to thank our special guest, trumpeter, Mr. Willie Bradley. Be sure to check out Willie's new music and get that autographed copy by going directly to his music page. You know how we get down on the Smiley J Show? You like what you hear, you download it and add it to your playlist. That way you will always have the music. And don't forget to follow me on social media, Facebook, The Smiley J Artisone Show, and Instagram, SmileyJ_Artisone. Y'all don't get to relax out there in those streets because COVID is still lingering. So in the meantime, in between time, Be well, stay safe, and remember to listen to good music because your ears will thank you for it. I'm Smiley J, and I'm out of here.